The Happiest Man on Earth, written by Eddie Jaku and read by Jacek Koman. The dedication reads, "For future generations. Don't walk behind me. I may not lead. Don't walk in front of me. I may not follow. Just walk beside me and be my friend." Anonymous. Prologue. My dear new friend, I have lived for a century, and I know what it is to stare evil in the face. I have seen the very worst in mankind, the horrors of the death camps, the Nazi efforts to exterminate my life and the lives of all my people. But I now consider myself the happiest man on earth. Through all my years, I have learned this. Life can be beautiful if you make it beautiful. I will tell you my story. It is a sad one, in parts, with great darkness and great sorrow. But it is a happy story in the end, because happiness is something we can choose. It is up to you. I will show you how. Chapter 1. There are many things more precious than money. I was born in 1920 in a city called Leipzig, in eastern Germany. My name was Abraham Salomon Jakubowicz, but friends called me Adi for short. In English, the name is pronounced Eddie. So please, call me Eddie, my friend. We were a loving family, a big family. My father, Isidore, had four brothers and three sisters, and my mum, Lena, was one of 13 children. Imagine the strength of my grandmother, who raised so many children. She lost her son in the First World War, a Jew who sacrificed his life for Germany, as well as her husband, my grandfather, an army chaplain, who never returned from the war. My father was as proud a German citizen as could be, an immigrant from Poland who settled in Germany. He first left Poland as an apprentice in fine mechanical engineering for typewriter manufacturer Remington. Because he spoke good German, he made his way to America working on a German merchant ship. He excelled in his trade in America, but missed his family and decided to travel back to Europe to visit on another German merchant ship, arriving just in time to be caught in the First World War. Because he was traveling on a Polish passport, he was interned by the Germans as an illegal alien. However, the German government recognized that he was a skilled mechanic and allowed him to leave internment to work in a factory in Leipzig, making heavy weapons for the war effort. In this time, he fell in love with my mother, Lena, and with Germany, and stayed after the war. He opened a factory in Leipzig, married my mother, and soon I was born. 2 years later, we welcomed my little sister, Johanna, into the world. We called her Henny for short. Nothing could shake my father's patriotism and pride in Germany. We considered ourselves Germans first, Germans second, and then Jewish. Our religion did not seem as important to us as being good citizens of our Leipzig. We practiced our traditions and observed our holidays, but our loyalty and our love were for Germany. I was proud to come from Leipzig, which had for 800 years been a center for art and culture. It had one of the oldest symphony orchestras in the world, and it was a city that inspired Johann Sebastian Bach,